Thank you, Jesus. God's got a plan. 1 Thessalonians 4, starting at verse 1. Finally, then, brethren, we urge you and exhort in the Lord Jesus that should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what the commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God. What is the will of God? Now listen, he's talking about present day will. Everyone say present day will. Amen. This is the will of God, your sanctification, your separation unto him. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel, including your words, your thoughts, your reactions. Hello? That's possessing your own vessel. In other words, having dominion over your old man and your flesh. This is the present day will of God. To each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but to holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do so toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. This is the present day will for each and every one of us. Today, now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, right now. See, if we focus on what God's will is for now, for us, that's personal. This is the personal. That's God is interested in you, not what you can do. Amen? In you. And when you get into position where you know that he's interested in you and you're interested in him and you're setting yourself apart for him, nothing is impossible. Nothing's impossible. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Therefore be what? Imitators of God as dear children. This is his present day will, that you imitate him. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and given himself for us as an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. This is God's present day will. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of what? Thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of this thing, because these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light. In other words, know who you are. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, and you who awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you, what? Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. That word, remember, redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, which is a dispensation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting to one another in the fear of God, or respecting one another. This is called the present day will, today. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 in verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of God with idiots or idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now he's going to let you know what the present day will is, so that he can do these things with you and with me. Therefore, what? If you do this, it means, therefore, if you do this, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and don't touch what's unclean, and I'll receive you. And I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, and perfecting the holiness in the fear of God. This is the present day will. Ecclesiastes 3, starting at verse 1. To everything there is a what? A season. A time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. And a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that which is he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except for that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all of his labors. It is a gift of God. And I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken away from it. God does it that men should fear before him. That which has already been and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. Now that's past, present, and future. Amen? And so in other words, there's accountability of everything. One of the things God is doing right now is he's bringing not only present day time, hello, he's gathering everything, but he's putting his time in a line with his will. Because God's will is God's time, isn't it? Everything is associated. What everything's going on in the world right now, things are cracking, crumbling. It's like shaking a puzzle and then setting it down and now putting it all together. So what's happening is God's bringing everything together in present day. Is everybody with me? God is bringing everything to present day. See, when you and I are changed, everything will be present day. There won't be past, present, or future. It'll be all one. You won't be concerned about what was past or what's future, because you'll be living in all of it at one time. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's start from the beginning. So now there's not only a present day will, but there's a present day time. But now this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. Why? Because they will interfere with the unity of God's present time and present will. For these are the sort of those who creep into households and ministries and businesses and make captivities of gullible men and women, load them down with sins, and led away with various desires or lusts. Always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth to be free. So they have a lot of knowledge, but not a heart that's right before God. Now as Jabez and Jabez resisted Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifested to all, as there also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch and at Iconium in Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to keep you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Philippians chapter something. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. But I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should be in the wisdom, that should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the what? Power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, who understand, yet not the wisdom of this age or this world, nor the rulers of this age, for if they had, who are coming to what? Nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age know, for had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory, because they didn't get it. They were not a part of the present day will, nor were they a part of the present day time. They're out of time. But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of a man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God, the realities of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man, the carnal man, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are not spiritually, because they are spiritually discerned. Why? Because they're what? Not in present day will, nor in present day time. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ, who keeps me and you in God's present day time and present day will. Are you with me? Glory. Philippians 3. And let's start at verse 1. I like this one. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write to you the same things to you is not tedious, but it is for you to be safe. Beware of dogs. What's a dog? And don't start barking. It's not a barker. It's a demon-possessed individual. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilators or mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit. Yes. We worship God in spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Why? Because when people have confidence in the flesh, it removes them from the present day will. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he might have confidence in the flesh, I more so circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Oh, he was doing all the right things, but the wrong thing. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I do what? I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are what? Ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have as for a pattern. For many walk of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Those whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Are you ready for this one? For our citizenship is where? In heaven. You know, what did Jesus pray? He said, listen, I'm going to teach you how to pray. He did the prayer of the Our Father, but what did he end up with? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. How can the kingdom come and the will be done without present day will and present day time, all in one. There'll be a fulfillment of all of that. When it comes together, it'll be like a pebble that drops in the water and a ripple effect from all around. And everybody will know and everybody will understand that's a part of the present day will and the present day time. Because why? You'll be through it all. Past, present, and future. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let's start at verse 20 again. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body. Woo. According to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself. Glory. Bringing it all together in present time, in present will. Matthew 6, 31. And I really believe that the Spirit is about to happen. Something's about to happen to bring us more into unity of the Spirit in present day time and present day will. Therefore, do not what?
Don't worry, be happy.
Saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your Father your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added to you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Praise God. Don't worry. Why? It moves you out of time and out of God's will. And don't get in the but ministry. But this, but that, but. Amen? A but individual is a moped. Second Timothy 2. Glory to God. Me is a rice burner. Oh. And come out as a Harley. So which one are you driving? But, me, or come out. A lot of Penelope pit stop individuals out there. Butts. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach to others. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the present day affairs of life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in the athletics, he cannot be crowned unless he competes according to the rules, which is God's time. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say. And may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Glory to God. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation for which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. If we died with him, we also shall live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. yourself. Remember them of those things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase more on ungodliness. And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus, Fetus are those this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having the seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Praise God. Don't be entangled in the affairs of this lifetime. John 10:14. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father has known me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Hello. Them I also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd in one time, present time, and one present will. Therefore, my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Wow. Another fold. One flock, one shepherd, present time, present will. Matthew 24:21. For then there will be a great tribulation. Is everybody there? Such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were what? Unless those days were what? Shortened. No flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be short. Days shortened. Why? Did you notice that time is moving very fast? That's because the days are being shortened. Why? Because God is gathering together one present will and one present time. And you're a part of it. Hallelujah. Unless those days were short, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. And I'm going to close with 1 Peter 4, verse 1. You know, think about when, you know, that when the time will come when the Lord will call us home, but there's an area where, you know, calling us home is not just going to heaven. It's more than that. It's one time and one will, all at once. But we're going to need to have a glorified body to be able to handle it. You can't use a carnal brain. It'll blow up in your head. Come out your ears. First Peter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he should no longer live the rest of his time, hello, in the flesh, for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these things, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipations, speaking evil of you. Why? Because they're not of the time. They're not of present time and present will. They can't even comprehend you. I'm going to go a little bit further, because you're from another dimension now. You're not from this place. This whole place is another dimension, but we're from another dimension living in this dimension. So we live in a present time and a present will, waiting for the manifestation of everything. And the world's going to be standing there going, huh? See, the disappearing of the body of Christ is just stepping into the other dimension, folding. Amen?
Oh, glory.
Verse 5, they will give an account to him who is already to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel is preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. That's pretty wild. But the end of all things is what? At hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for the love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received the gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak of the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. You know, we live from the future, and the reason why we live from the future is because we actually bring the future into the present now. We're in this process of bringing the future into the present. Does everybody understand that? It's going to be glorious. The world doesn't understand this. See, they're still fighting for their lives, and we want to surrender it. If God is before us, who can be against us? He's planned this whole thing out. That's why we're predestined. That's why we're blessed with every spiritual blessing and seated in heavenly places. All of these things are about to be manifested very shortly. That's what's groaning in you. That's what you want. You want to be more clothed with inhabit the habitation of heaven, of the eternal realm, and less of this realm. And one day we're going to pop and be changed. Hallelujah. I don't even know if we'll recognize each other fully. We might have hair, you know. Some of us might not have hair. Things are going to change. Thank you, Lord, for change. We love change. Praise God. So, Lord, we just ask that you bless, prosper, and multiply your presence, your glory, and your love and revelation to each and every one that has heard this word as they are being prepared for the great change. In Jesus' name, amen.